When she makes the call for Tunde, it has to be the start. Roxy Monk is coming back. My brother, she says on the phone. My fucking brother betrayed me and tried to have me killed. The voice on the phone is excited. I knew he was lying, a little shit. I knew he was lying. The woman in the factory said he told them he was getting orders from you, and I fucking knew he was lying. I've been gathering my strength, says Roxy, and making my plans, and now I will take back from him what he took from me. So she has to make it true. She gathers a small force. No one's answering the phone at the factory, so some fucking thing has happened. She figures he might have people with him, even if he thinks she's dead. He'd have to be a fucking idiot to think no one would try to take the factory from him. She's expecting to have to mount an assault, but the gates of the factory are open. Her workers are all sitting on the lawns. They greet her with wild whoops, a sound that echoes across the lake, caught up and passed between the crowd of them. How did she ever think that she would not be welcomed back here, cripple as she is? How could she have imagined she couldn't allow herself to return? Her coming home is a festival. They say, we knew you were coming back. We saw it. We knew that you were the one we were waiting for. They crowd around her. They touch her hand. They ask where she's been and if she's found a new place for the factory. The war coming so close and the soldiers so intent on finding them. The soldiers?
United Nations soldiers, they say. We've yet to put them off the scent more than once now.
Yeah, says Roxy. You did that without Daryl, did you? A look passes between the women, hooded and mysterious. Irina puts her arm around Roxy's shoulder. Roxy thinks she can smell something on her. A smell like sweat, but more soupy. A rotten tang to it, like period blood. They've been tweaking the drug here. Roxy knows it and never stopped it. They've been taking off-label product. They go into the woods and do it on the weekends. It makes their sweat smell like mould. There's blue paint under their fingernails. Irina squeezes Roxy tightly. She thinks the woman's going to pick her up. Magda takes her hand. They walk with her towards the cold storage fridge where they keep the volatile chemicals. They open the door. Inside on the cold table is a collection of lumps of meat, raw and bloody. She cannot for a moment imagine why they are showing her this. And then she knows.
What have you done?
She says.
What the fuck have you done?